With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The South Dakota state epidemiologist is concerned over a steady increase in daily cases of COVID-19. The number of cases has risen steadily since mid-July. Josh Clayton says people should take steps to protect themselves and the community when they're in public.
A little bit of what we're seeing is COVID-19 is kind of becoming a little bit more of a standard within the community, and that is concerning because of the level of severity of illness. And we want to make sure that individuals are taking precautions.
The 7-day average of daily cases has nearly doubled since mid-July. On July 16th, that average was 51.1 cases. Numbers from Benchmark Data Labs show it's now 99.6 cases a day. On Monday, state health officials report 86 new cases of COVID-19. On Sunday, there were 156 new cases reported in the state. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken says a citywide mask mandate is not likely in the immediate future, but he says it could happen if hospitalization rates from COVID-19 increase. Wearing a mask is one of the recommendations local healthcare leaders give to slow the spread of the virus. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Mayor Paul Tenhaken says the most important COVID-19 data point to watch is hospitalization rates.
You know, one number that we're watching, quite honestly, is that 40 hospitalization threshold, and that's per system.
If each hospital in the Sioux Falls area is housing 40 COVID-19 patients, Tenhaken says the city would consider a mask mandate.
That's a card that we have in our deck of responses.
But he says the data doesn't support that move just yet. There are currently 33 COVID-19 hospitalizations spread across the city.
And even though, as we'll see in a minute, our positivity rate has increased the last couple weeks, our hospitalization rate has been very steady. And so that's a very good thing, good sign.
There are nearly 500 active cases in the Sioux Falls area. The percent positive rate of COVID-19 test results has risen in the area since late June and remains around 12%. Chief Medical Officer of Avera McKennan Hospital, Michael Elliott, says the risk from COVID-19 is real. He says the flu kills between 12 and 60,000 people nationwide each year. By comparison, more than 170,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 so far. The death toll is much lower in South Dakota, but he says this virus is not to be taken lightly.
Wear your masks, social distancing, good hand hygiene, wash the surfaces, the doorknobs around your buildings and homes. And by all means, if you have symptoms, even mild symptoms, please, for the sake of yourself and those around you, stay home.
Leaders from Avera and Sanford also recommend receiving the flu shot as soon as possible. Dr. Elliott says if there is a rise of both COVID-19 and influenza in the winter, area hospitals will likely be overwhelmed. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.
State Department of Health officials say they've tested 955 residents and staff in long-term care facilities. Secretary of Health Kim Mulsum-Risden says 22 individuals tested positive for the coronavirus. She says the health department will continue to test at care facilities and assisted living centers.
Those providers that have done the mass testing from the congregate care side will be moving into sentinel testing, which is selecting a small number of random people who are asymptomatic to test to hopefully determine if there's COVID in those facilities, and we can take appropriate precautions.
Mulsum-Risden says another 8 providers around the state are scheduling additional mass tests. Sturgis city leaders thought attendance at this year's motorcycle rally might drop by half, but it doesn't look like attendance fell nearly that much. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
The rally ended Sunday. Traffic devices counted about 8% fewer vehicles in Sturgis through Friday. Arrests and citations ran close to last year's numbers. 5 people died in traffic accidents compared to 3 last year. The city will release its official attendance estimate in several weeks. That's based on numerous factors. It includes traffic counts, the weight of garbage hauled to the landfill, and even numbers at Mount Rushmore. Last year's attendance was 490,000. City spokeswoman Christina Steele says attendance was probably down by only 10 or 12% despite the pandemic.
I think we saw a lot of people being very responsible for themselves. A lot of people had masks with them. They maybe didn't wear them all the time, but they had them. We saw people, you know, looking into businesses before they went in. And sometimes if it was crowded, they wouldn't go in. They would keep going. So, but really, for the most part, people seem to be quite relaxed and just enjoying being out and having some fun.
This Friday and next Monday and Tuesday, the city of Sturgis and Monument Health will test about 700 people for COVID-19. That includes about 120 city employees. Almost 400 frontline workers will get tests, such as people who work in restaurants, gas stations, and grocery stores. About 65 school district employees will get tested. And about 130 asymptomatic local Sturgis residents also signed up to get tested. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
South Dakota schools have access to about $40 million in coronavirus relief money. There are a few strings attached. Some schools will add measures to prevent COVID-19 exposures. Others are spending it on technology or payroll, and tribal schools have a separate relief fund. SDPB's Seth Tupper has more.
COVID-19 affects schools in a variety of ways. As districts around the state prepare for a return to the classroom, whether it's in-person, hybrid, or virtual, schools have new money to spend. The Crow Creek Tribal Schools serve students on the reservation in Buffalo County. The area is along the Missouri River and has about 2,000 residents. Recent state health numbers show there have been more than 100 COVID cases and 3 people in the county have died. Kelly Bilbrey is the tribal school superintendent.
It's been a hot spot. You know, and the concerns from the surveys have also said, you know, that there's a high rate of diabetes in this community, a high rate of autoimmune diseases. So I think that's why we're taking the extra precautions, just because it was such a hot spot and there were community members who passed away due to this.
Bilbrey knows the pain of losing a colleague to the coronavirus.
Yes, we did have one person pass away that was a staff member. It was a paraprofessional, a bus driver.
Bilbrey wants to make the return to school as safe as possible for everyone involved. In March, Congress passed the CARES Act with money included for education. There's about $200 million available for tribal schools across the country. Kelly Bilbrey says the school will install plexiglass dividers around all 400 desks for students. They'll buy thermometers to test kids before they board buses. Each student will get a face mask, and they'll use face shields for the younger kids. In addition, Bilbrey is hiring an extra nurse and school counselor. She says it's tough to know how to spend the federal relief money.
Nobody knows. I wish somebody had a plan and could just tell us, but nobody seems to have that. Everybody's kind of doing the same but yet different things.
In the public K-12 system, some schools are focused on protective equipment, but many are spending more money in other areas. Those with more disadvantaged kids get a bigger share of the money. Rapid City gets $4.5 million. School leaders will spend most, about $3 million, on technology. Every student will have an assigned device, a first for the district. Officials hope the technology will make remote learning easier if schools close again. The district estimates it lost contact with up to 40% of students after schools closed in March. Those students did not go online and did not turn in assignments. Katie Urban manages communications for the district.
We were planning this year, before COVID ever hit, to do this for our high school students, but quickly decided that this was going to be a need for all of our students, especially if we were going to go between online and in-person instruction throughout the year due to the pandemic.
The Mitchell schools already have devices for every student. That district will use much of its $500,000 in federal relief aid to help replace and upgrade existing technology. Other districts are focused on personnel. Custer Superintendent Mark Naugley is hiring extra paraprofessionals. He says kids might need one-on-one help after missing 2 months of in-person teaching last spring.
The good thing about these dollars that we're getting now is they're very flexible.
That flexibility does not extend to private schools. They get federal relief money through the public district they're located in. For example, if the public district share is $250 per student, it must give that same amount to local private schools. Dakota Christian School in Corsica is getting $16,000 from the Platte Geddes School District. Jeremy Boer is the CEO at Dakota Christian. He says anything he purchases has to go through the public school, and the public school owns it.
So if we were to buy like technology sorts of things, so computers, whatever, we would have to return them to Platte Geddes once we were done using them.
Instead, Boer says he's buying cleaning supplies, hand sanitizing stations, and plastic barriers. In all, there's $47 million in federal coronavirus aid going to public and private schools in South Dakota. That works out to about $300 for every student. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.